Kowtowing to the CCP, former Taiwan President Ma doing it again. Commentary. Ma Ying-jeou, a former Taiwan president and former Kuomintang Party chairman, has a long history of kowtowing to the Chinese Communist Party. He plans to lead a KMT delegation to China with former aides and several dozen students. During the 12-day trip beginning on March 27, he will visit five cities: Nanjing, Wuhan, Changsha, Chongqing, and Shanghai. This will be the first time a former Taiwanese/Republic of China president has gone to Communist China since 1949. Nanjing and Sun Yat-sen. Visiting Nanjing is very significant because Dr. Sun Yat-sen's mausoleum is located just outside the city, and where Ma sent his mainland affairs council chairman, Wang Yuqi, to visit in 2014, initiating new government-to-government exchanges. Ma could again use the memorial for significant political purposes since Sun Yat-sen is viewed by the mainland Chinese and Taiwanese as the founder of the modern Chinese state after the fall of the Qing dynasty. In 2015, 6 months before leaving office, Ma met with CCP leader Xi Jinping in Singapore, a trip that had been planned for over 2 years. Although no official statements were agreed upon, the leaders wanted to meet and discuss issues of common interest. Many Taiwanese and pro-democracy people were suspicious of the meeting, wondering what it would mean for Taiwan, given the CCP's intention to extend its control over the island, whether peacefully or by war. KMT Vice Chairman Andrew Hsia visited the so-called People's Republic of China immediately following Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi's visit last summer and while missiles were flying over and around Taiwan. The KMT continues demonstrating that they have not changed their mindset of eventual unification with the PRC. Diplomatic truce, losing diplomatic recognition. As a result of President Ma's election in 2008 and re-election in 2012, he and his party chose to decrease Taiwan's interest in countries that recognize Taiwan. Some reports even indicated that President Ma did not want to compete with the PRC and had signaled that he did not want to offend the PRC. Several news outlets reported that Ma had a diplomatic truce with the CCP, which stated that the CCP would not try to take more countries away from Taiwan as long as Ma showed progress toward unification. This argument is reinforced by the fact that only one country derecognized Taiwan during Ma's KMT administration. The only country to flip during President Ma's rule was the African country of Gambia, which flipped to support the PRC in 2013. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh did not coordinate his switch with Taiwan or the PRC, which was embarrassing for the CCP, KMT, and even Jammeh. Before Ma's administration, 9 countries flipped to the PRC during the Democratic People's Party President Chen Shui-bian administration: North Macedonia, Liberia, Vanuatu, Dominica, Senegal, Grenada, Chad, Costa Rica, and Malawi. During DPP President Tsai Ing-wen's administration, 9 countries have flipped their diplomatic ties to the PRC: Sao Tome and Principe, Panama, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Burkina Faso, Kiribati, Solomon Islands, Nicaragua, Honduras. The CCP seems to try to escalate their use of political warfare to achieve diplomatic wins during non-KMT party governments, especially just before local and national elections when the DPP is in power. The CCP actions give the KMT political party ammunition to prove that the CCP prefers the KMT and that the KMT will ensure calm relations, just like a butcher tries to calm an animal before it is slaughtered. KMT lies continue. Late last year, I published an article in Epoch Times about KMT Vice Chairman Andrew Hsia visiting the PRC during the so-called People's Liberation Army military exercise in August 2022 as it practiced an invasion, strategic strike, and blockade of Taiwan. This is what I wrote. On August 10, the KMT Vice Chairman Andrew Hsia visited the PRC immediately following Pelosi's visit and during the PLA military exercise surrounding Taiwan, which involved launching missiles over Taiwan's island and capital, Taipei. Tsai, who traveled with former legislator Cao Supa, a brother-in-law of KMT Chairman Eric Chu, claimed the visit's purpose was to meet Taiwanese businessmen and was not political. Nevertheless, Tsai and his delegation met several CCP officials, including PRC's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Straits Chairman Zhang Jijun and Taiwan Affairs Office Deputy Director Chin Yuan Fong. The Taiwan government's mainland affairs council heavily criticized the visit, especially when the PLA military was conducting offensive military exercises that demonstrated their intent to use violence to change the political situation in Taiwan. The MAC stated, "We believe that the KMT trip to mainland China has unsettled Taiwanese society, divided domestic will of unity, and sent wrong signals that mislead the international community to the serious detriment of the nation's overall interests." Andrew Hsia went on another 10-day PRC tour in February 2023 and met with the CCP's Taiwan Affairs Office Director Song Tao in Beijing on February 9, 2023. He continued to promote the 1992 consensus, which subordinates Taiwan to CCP rule. The above are only a few examples of a KMT leader kowtowing to the CCP. When Ma goes to the PRC. Here are some questions to consider about Ma and the KMT from another colleague. Will Ma say, while in communist China, he was the president of the Republic of China or Taiwan? Why do Ma and Andrew Hsia fly on Air China, the PRC flag carrier, instead of Taiwan's China airline? Ma was born in Hong Kong, raised in Taiwan, and has never been to the PRC. How can he find Chinese ancestors to worship during his trip? Is this a gimmick to promote the idea that Taiwan is part of the PRC? Ma will likely have an opportunity to meet with senior CCP officials and take full political advantage of the encounters. Ma's actions are dangerous for the Taiwanese and Taiwan's freedom and democracy. Taiwan citizens, beware. What new offers and compromises will Ma propose to his CCP interlocutors when he goes to China? Even though Ma claims the visit is not political, there are only so many times that people will believe the KMT lies. Some of my colleagues have postulated that Ma's trip to China sets the conditions for him to be the PRC governor of Taiwan province after PLA annexation, or perhaps the special advisor to Chairman Xi Jinping on Taiwan issues, or worse, the leader of the Taiwanese provincial cultural revolution. Taiwanese, especially young and middle-aged adults, are wary of Ma and his possible treasonous actions. They recall that in 2014, students and others fearing CCP control of Taiwan's economy protested a proposed Ma trade deal with Beijing. The Sunflower Movement protests drew over 200,000 people and a 24-day occupation of Taiwan's parliament until Ma backed down. Keep Taiwan free from communist China's enslavement. The world watched Hong Kong lose its democracy and freedoms and did little to stop it. But Taiwanese hearts were elated when the West and many other countries helped Ukraine amid Russian aggression. Taiwan's future under Chinese communist rule will be between conditions in occupied Hong Kong, East Turkestan, and Tibet. If Taiwan falls, Taiwan's future under CCP rule could become as dangerous and brutal as it is in East Turkestan, where people are treated as a commodity, part of an extensive industrial, commercial forced organ harvesting program, enslaved for cheap labor, and where women are forced to marry mainland Chinese. Hope and faith. I hope the world's nations work hard to support Taiwan's freedom and democracy, and will do all that can be done to deter the CCP, just as they have done for Ukraine, and, if necessary, resist the CCP's planned occupation of Taiwan. I know that the Taiwanese people will do the same. Final note. Although the Chinese communists will deny Sun Yat-sen was pro-democracy, the following quote affirms that he did. Which autocracy or democracy is really better suited to modern China? If we base our judgment upon the intelligence and the ability of the Chinese people, we come to the conclusion that the sovereignty of the people would be far more suitable for us, delivered on March 9, 1924.